This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A much-anticipated decision from the U.S. Supreme Court finds that Donald Trump is eligible to run for office again and that votes for him in Colorado's Republican primary will be counted. That's the ruling out of the U.S. Supreme Court just a bit earlier this morning. In December, the state Supreme Court barred Trump from the ballot under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. The U.S. Supreme Court took up the case, and this morning, that decision overturns the Colorado court ruling. This is just in time for Super Tuesday, when primary voters in Colorado and more than a dozen other states choose their candidates for president. People on the Front Range saw fairly warm weather over the weekend, but it won't last. Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service says sub-freezing temperatures return this week, and it's too soon to start your garden.
I have a garden and I don't plant any peppers, tomatoes, usually Mother's Day or even after that.
Metro Denver and the Front Range could get more snow later this week. It looks like the 2022 Marshall Fire did not leave behind dangerously contaminated soil. That's according to new research from CU Boulder. CPR Sam Brash.
The Marshall Fire burned more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County, not to mention vehicles, bikes, garage doors, and home cleaning products. Those items often contain dangerous heavy metals. That's why scientists at CU Boulder tested soil at burned and unburned properties. It found contamination levels were higher within the burn zone, but concentrations weren't high enough to threaten human health. The research was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's more of this morning's news here on Colorado Matters and at CPR.org. This is CPR News.